Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 23rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. Routine childhood vaccinations decreased dramatically soon after the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. A new study finds that while rates have mostly recovered for children younger than 2 years old, they're still lagging behind for older children. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics. It looked at vaccination rates of nearly 1 million kids at Kaiser Permanente here in Southern California, comparing January through August of last year with the same period the year before. Dr. Bradley Ackerson is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and the lead author of the study. He says the benefits of keeping kids up to date on vaccines outweigh the unlikely possibility of contracting COVID at the doctor's office, and he says parents should keep this in mind.
The likelihood of a child having a serious bad outcome following COVID is far less than it is following many of these childhood diseases, most notably measles, but certainly others, pertussis and chickenpox.
One particularly troubling finding of the study was a significant decrease in measles vaccinations for babies. The California Department of Education says public school enrollment dropped by more than 160,000 pupils during this academic year. That's the biggest decline in enrollment the state has seen in years by far. The departures were led by white students. They make up 22% of California's public school population, but they accounted for half of the students who left, and many who left were enrolled in private schools. Progressive lawmakers in California want to impose a wealth tax on the ultra-rich, but moderate Democrats don't like it. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd tells you more.
The legislation would impose an annual 1% tax on wealth, not income, over $50 million, and a 1.5% tax on wealth over $1 billion. Assemblymember Alex Lee of San Jose is the bill's lead author.
We have seen that the rich get hideously richer, and that has not abated even during a global pandemic. So we're really asking who can pay their fair share.
It would not apply to real estate since California already has a property tax, but the state would calculate a person's wealth based on worldwide assets. That means residents couldn't simply avoid the tax by parking money overseas. Assemblywoman Cottie Petrie Norris is one of several moderate Democrats who say the proposal is unworkable.
So there is a narrative that the rich don't pay their fair share of taxes, but in California, largely they do.
She notes that nearly half of California's income tax comes from the top 1% of earners.
That is billions of dollars for schools, for healthcare, for programs that help all Californians.
Moderate Democrats say imposing a wealth tax could drive out ultra-rich residents and drive down tax revenues. It's an argument that progressives reject. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
The California State Senate has approved a bill to allow supervised injection sites. That's where people can use drugs with trained staff nearby. The goal is to prevent accidental overdose deaths. The bill would allow the programs in the counties of Los Angeles, Oakland, and San Francisco. Supervised injection sites have emerged around the world as part of a movement to rethink treatment for people with drug addictions. They are legal in Canada, but illegal in the United States. State Senator Scott Wiener, who introduced this bill, hopes President Biden administration will let states launch their own pilot programs. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.